Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Tip tap toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. My little latke on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Clap your hands, happy Hanukkah, clap, clap hands. My little strudler on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Jump real high, happy Hanukkah, jump, jump high. My little fruitcake on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Run, run fast, happy Hanukkah, run, run, run. My little sugar pie on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Hop, 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 hoppy Hanukkah, yippity hop. My little shindley on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. Happy Hanukkah on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. My little latke on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
My dreidel just spins around and then falls to the ground as we light the candles.
Oy!
I love to light menorahs and the matzah balls are cooking on the stove.
Mm!
Flames high to light the ceiling, but the candle dripping's burning me right now.
So,
thank God for Mom and Dad for teaching Jewish culture, cause we are so proud.
L'chaim!
Oh, those fluffy lackas, they're hot, I wanna eat them till there's nothing at all. We get the presents, oh, we get the presents, and eight is always better than three from Santa Claus. If what they say is,
we're the chosen people,
then what makes, then what makes, then what makes, then what makes, then what makes,
what makes
us the exception?
Don't know why, know why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why.
Run and call your rabbi so that you can celebrate this year.
Oi, it's just yo backwards.
Hanukkah.
Why don't you meet my rabbi?
Hanukkah.
He isn't such a bad guy.
Hanukkah.
It wouldn't be a bummer.
Hanukkah.
If you want to wear your mukkah.
Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and a kosherized pickle. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and potato knishes. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and the kosher varnishkas. Man, a Shevitz, 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 and some other great dishes.
SuburbanHomeboy.com. Holla.
Wow. That, I'm no expert on Hanukkah songs, but I think that may be one of the greatest Hanukkah songs of all times. This is Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Third show in a row that I've been sick. Not cool, not fair, but I'm going to brave it anyways. Dunkin' Donuts here with you for the next hour. If you have any requests, feel free to give us a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. A couple of Hanukkah theme songs up at the top. It's Hanukkah, I believe it's the third night. I'm not Jewish myself, but I have some good friends that are Jewish, so those two songs go out to Sylvia and Charles and Zach and Anna and Chloe and Dory and all the great Jews in my life. You're welcome. So at the top, we heard Woody Guthrie with his song Hanukkah Dance, and then we just heard Hanukkah Hey Yeah by someone named Smooth E. Very exciting. Coming up next, we're going to hear Yo La Tengo. Every year they perform all. Oh, I just have to turn something off. Just one sec. Every year they perform in their hometown of Hoboken, New Jersey, on the 8 nights of Hanukkah at the local bar named called Maxwell's. It's a bit of a tradition. I think they missed a couple of years, but they've done it 5 times now. So we're going to hear a song of theirs called Autumn Sweater. Very appropriate for a chilly day like today. And one of my favorite songs on my favorite albums, I Can Hear the Heart Beating, is one. After that, we're going to hear a song by The Clean. The Clean played with Yo La Tengo last night. So that's why they're there. And then after that, some Jeffrey Lewis, because I've been listening to him a lot lately, and I really love him. Okay, here we go. Here is Yo La Tengo with Autumn Sweater. And call in a request if you want to hear something, okay? Today's the day to do it. All right.
ho, Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. Get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Buttless Chaps. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Vancouver, the Choir Practice, the Awkward Stage, Carolyn Mark, and the Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Opening band Friday is Kellarissa, and on Saturday it's Hot Panda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Broadcast. There have been widely reported instances over the course of the night of massive numbers of human corpses rising from their graves to attack and eat the living. An emergency government team of scientists has been assembled to assess the ghoul situation and have determined that a ghoul can be killed by a disruptive trauma to the brain. Spokesmen have prepared the following scientific report. Please pass this information on to your friends and neighbors, and above all, remain calm.
This is the state of national emergency. Mind-blowing massacre at the cemetery. When the groundskeeper came to check out the place, they knocked him down and they ate his face. Little Billy Baker said he saw it first. 1,000 rotten carcasses climbed out of the earth. Now we're holding a crisis information meeting at the high school. If you shoot the head, kill the ghoul. If you shoot the head.
head, kill the ghoul. You shoot the head, you kill the ghoul. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul.
Makes my eyes bleed.
Tight black pants, exotic.
Some loving is what I need.
Hey, I'm starting to feel okay. Lucky number 9. Hooray. On the staircase,
mirror in the back of my brain,
makes these hard pants feel great.
I used to like to complain,
but hey, I'm starting to feel okay. Number 9, hooray.
Bloody Mary, Mother of God.
Grandpa's on the hobby horse again.
Dampened, broken pants, chafing.
I'm running out of ethnic friends.
But hey,
starting to feel okay. Lucky number 9. Hooray.
All right. So that was, oh, that's way too loud. That was the Moldy Peaches from their self-titled album from a few years ago, the song Lucky Number 9. The Moldy Peaches recently got back together, of sorts, to play a couple of shows in advance of the premiere of Juno, a new movie that stars Ellen Page and Michael Cera, George Michael from Arrested Development. And they, on the in the movie, they perform the song... oh dear, what's the name of the song? It was one of the Moldy Peaches songs, and it's really touching. It's like kind of the linchpin to the end of the film, so it's pretty
cool. I heard it was really sweet.
It's very sweet, yeah, no, it's totally, totally great. So if you heard that, I'm not just throwing my voice or pretending that...
no, suddenly he didn't actually get all healthy, and, you know, it's not like a complicated ventricle stack.
And strong yet, so, and confident.
Yeah. And booming!
So, introduce yourself.
All right. Well, this is Gary Cortinen here. I've just been sort of like a new volunteer here at the station. And I just sort of came up with a demo a couple of weeks ago, and I think people are still listening to it, or if not, they've, you know, done wonderful stuff to it. So I've been sort of helping out with the station here, just helping Luke, the music director, sort of like screen through some music and just sort of hang out with Shindig and
yeah,
stuff
carousing.
Like that. So, yeah, just providing a level of merriment to the, you know, festivities here. So
yeah, and we're glad you stopped by to give some merriment to Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right. Well, thanks for having me, Duncan.
Hey, no problem. And it's not just merriment that you're providing, is it?
Oh, no, it's not.
No, I think you're going to play some music, too.
That's right.
I mean, just, that could be merriment as well.
Well, possibly. You know, sometimes, you know, merriment could be there. Otherwise, there could be sort of some more sinister aspects as well. Evil. But anyways, yeah, that zombie song that you played earlier, that sort of reminded me that I found a song recently that's actually from like this 70s, I'm not sure if it was an Italian movie or not, but it's like from 1979.
Right. And well, there was all those Dario Argento and I guess Lucio Fulci, like the really gory...
Yeah, it's just sort of like one of those things that's like really blatant. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, it's, you know, just blood's just sort of like copiously flowing everywhere. It's just, you know, like the garden hose thing. So.
Right. Nice. So the name of the movie is...
Actually, it was a zombie. I don't remember what the Italian name for it was, but I think it was sort of touted in North America as just zombie.
Yeah, I think it's just zombie with
gusto.
With gusto, yeah.
Bonacce. Zombie.
All right, well, let's give that a listen.
So yeah, this is the artist was Fabio Frizzi, and yeah, this is Zombie.
Oh, it's definitely playing. So it's going into external 3. And so that should be... There we go. How about we start from the top, just to give people the full... All right, welcome back. Hey, so
hey.
I gotta turn that off.
Hey,
hey, hey, how's it going?
So what was that we heard?
Oh, we just heard the theme from Green Slime, which was done by I think Richard Davey, and the Green Slime came out in like the late '60s from MGM.
Green
I mean, I was actually thought it was the sort of like the full like psychedelic rock version of it, but this was sort of like the mellow, calmer sort of just sort of segged nicely from the zombie tracks.
So. Yeah, no, it was a very nice transition.
Yeah, great, ambient, wow. Yes.
Thanks for that.
That
was
no
nice. So we are gonna play up next Health because they're coming to town.
I listened
Health?
To the CD a while back and I was actually quite surprised how good it is. It's sort of like a weird mix of like industrial but still has a nice sort of like poppy punk vibe to it as well.
Yeah. They have a great remix with Crystal Castles, a song called Crime Wave. But we're gonna hear a song called /M/ or something like that.
Yeah. /M/\.
And one of the reasons for that is that Health is going to be in town. They're coming. They're going to be playing with White Williams,
Yeah.
Who we'll also be hearing in January. Before that, we're going to. So concert's coming to town. Nick Catch Dubs is playing with Paul Devereaux at the Modern tonight. Long Walk Short Dock. He's playing with Artemis Jackson, The Square Root of Evil, Hyperion, and David's Mind at the Royal Unicorn. Tomorrow, Shout Out are at Half Alive at Richards on Richards. That's a late show.
Did you get all the outs?
I believe I got all of the outs.
Yeah, I remember practicing it once. It was like Shout Out. Is it right?
Yeah,
out with,
you,
like,
you need the four, yeah. or you're not giving them the full
sense.
Two.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Which band are we talking about then?
Who are those guys?
Was the Shout Outs?
No. They broke
shout
up.
Out.
Oh, those guys aren't out yet.
No.
All right. On the 7th as well, Small Fame is playing with the Wind Whistles, Greenbelt Collective, and Language Arts at the Wise Hall. That same night, Patrick Watson is sold out at St. James Hall. The Apostles of Hustle are playing at the Plaza on the 8th. Don Cavallero is at Richards that night. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are playing on Sunday the 9th at the Commodore.
Do you know if that's sold out at all?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay.
Although, if you listen to Shake a Tail Feather, I can't remember what day that's on, but the show Shake a Tail Feather,
late night one.
They are giving out a pair of tickets to that show.
Oh.
So that's a reason to tune in or pay off the DJ. Forget his name.
That's how I got on the air, right?
Well, yeah. Just wait.
I came with the Hall's bill's lozenges,
coming.
Yes.
That's true, actually. Fonda Tigers are having their CD release party at the Biltmore on the 13th of December. That same night, Shonen Knife are at Richards. The next day, the 14th, Glass Candy are playing with Twin Crystals at Half Alive at Richards on Richards. Data Rock is playing at the Biltmore that night. That's kind of the grand opening for the Biltmore. We'll hear a bit more about that a bit later. That's all the shows I'm going to talk about now, except for...
There's one.
Transmission 2007. Transmission, have you heard about this?
Yeah, that's the sort of new media conference that's going on here right now.
Yeah, it's sort of this nebulous... Well, it's more of a music conference, I think. It's happening
more,
at this Center for
industry
Digital...
thing, yeah.
Yeah, so it's some, like, industry-type...
Yeah, I think
it's all flying
sort of like
out.
Record labels and either radio stations or other sort of like higher up, the people, the men. The
basically
system.
Jerks in suits are coming to town to talk about music.
I've met some of these.
How their music industry, how their how their model for making money off of music is no longer working. So they're having a conference, though, and they're bringing in a bunch of artists to play. For them.
Yeah, they're playing a couple
for
nights,
their amusement.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a show tonight, and then tomorrow night, and then up at Whistler on Saturday. Tonight, Patrick Watson, Polaris Prize winning artist from Montreal.
Not the famed CBC journalist.
No.
Although, actually, I heard he actually has a pretty good punk act, though. So.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. He really thrashes out.
Yeah, this.
This entire.
This mohawk has seven spikes.
Something like that.
Yeah, no. Bad joke. Smoosh from Seattle are going to be playing. Also, Attack in Black and Shout Out. The same band that I asked earlier. Yeah. The next day, Dan Mangan, don't know him, Les Breastfeeders from Montreal, Die Mannequin, and Mother from Vancouver are playing. So, I'm going to play Health in just a second, and as I'm pressing that button, you should call in to win tickets if you're interested. So they're Thursday night and Friday night we have tickets. The number is 604-822-2000. 2487. So give us a call and get some tickets to go see this show. Here is Health. We'll be right back.
sibilance.
Sibilance. Me.
You guys are... We're on the air.
Oh, no.
No.
Where?
Oh, my God. I am the air.
I am the sun and the air.
And the air. All right.
Hey, Morrissey, that was a Morrissey line, wasn't
it? That was a Morrissey line.
Yeah, he's gotten into a big beef with the NME. Because they call them a racist.
Oh, beef.
Yeah, he's the Morrissey beef. Get it?
Meat is murder.
Yeah. He was quoted as saying something about England's losing its character because of immigrants. You know, a sentiment he's never expressed in any kind of way way previously.
Totally unheard of.
He's suing them now.
He was misquoted, really? Apparently, though.
Yeah, he claims to have been misquoted. I love Morrissey, but he has some problematic things with things that he said. But,
well, he's never playing Canada again.
Yeah. Those baby seals have ensured that. Okay, so someone's called in. We're going to get that. Stay on the line. We're going to get that when we play the next song. But I just wanted to quickly bring in Luke, because Luke is going to be you know the guy that's opening up the Biltmore.
Well, yeah, Zach Pashak. But also the Biltmore Cabaret is going to be opening up. The official grand opening is on the 14th. But the day before, however, you'll see the CD release party of the band you just heard. They're Fond of Tigers. Their new one is called Release the Soldiers, is it? The Saviors. Release the Saviors. And they're going to be playing at the Biltmore. Come down and see the brand new Biltmore. Great brand new room. It's been gutted. It's been redone. It's going to be one of the best live music venues in town. And also, another plug, you get to see some of Calgary's finest opening up for Fond of Tigers, Mr. Matt Masters, who is the Western gentleman. And he just is... I always used to joke, and I always called him Canada's answer to Stompin' Tom. No, he really does. He is a true lover of his country and a true patriot, and sings about Canada, and particularly Alberta and the prairies a lot. And so Matt Masters, Fond of Tigers, December 13th at the Biltmore. And then the grand opening is December 14th with Data Rock.
Yeah.
And then a week later, I think it's Kid Koala. So it's going to be a pretty rockin' venue.
Out with
so
a bang,
be sure to check it out. Definitely.
Yeah. So... And now for something completely different. I was looking for Data Rock, but I couldn't see the CD up there. So.
Oh, it's in the library.
Yeah. That's cool.
We could sing along.
They're all right.
Yeah.
Fa, 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 or whatever. Gary, you have another song that you wanna play.
Yeah, this is Mello. This is from the CQ soundtrack. CQ came out a couple of years ago.
The Coppola.
Roman Coppola.
It's fantastic.
Loved
it's pretty
it,
cool, yeah.
It sort of has that throwback to the late 60s in France.
Coppola. Isn't he the only one?
Roman Coppola?
Sophia.
He's the only film director, isn't he?
Oh, I think so. He's the only one that made anything of it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, no, his dad did Godfather 3, the good one.
Oh, yeah, 3. You know? Yeah. And it had
his daughter too, best actress ever.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The hilarity never stops.
Oh, yes, the zaniness.
Yes, our tongues are firm, placely in cheeks. So.
I think it's time for to make a prank phone call now. Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
Honka, honka.
All right, let's just listen to this.
Let's start this.
Great tune.
Here is Take Me Higher. Here is Take Me Higher.
Can you take me higher?
let me show you around. That's my lab table, and this is my work stool. And over there is my intergalactic spaceship.
Zoom a little, zoom in a rocket ship. Off we go on a trip. Heading for the moon at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket. Zoom a little, zoom, now we're almost free from the Earth's gravity. Zooming to the moon at terrific speed, because there is no friction.
It's about that rip in space-time that you saw.
I call it a Hawking hole.
No fair! I saw it first!
Who is the Journal of Quantum Physics going to believe?
Zoom a little zoom on the My Science Project rocket ship, piloted by your hosts, Anne and Julia.
We navigate eccentric, underexposed, always relevant, and plainly cool scientific research and technology.
On every other Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., tune in
to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Zoom a little zoom in a rocket ship. Home we go on a trip. Coming back to Earth at a rocket clip. We're gonna zoom, zoom, rocket.
I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments.
Right.
That was moody.
That was moody. I know. Things feel a little crazy in here now. What do you think, Marielle? Are things crazy in here now? She's not listening. She doesn't care. She's too looking pissed away off from us at the next song I'm going to play that's going to destroy her audience. Yeah, she's right to be angry. So that was Ry Cooter from the Paris...
Texas. Yeah, that was like the theme Central. From the Wim Wenders movie. So.
Right, yeah.
I guess it's Wim Wenders.
Wim Wenders.
Wim Wenders.
The Deutsch film and producer.
Yes, we were making movies. They will be excellent.
Before that,
very efficiently made too.
Yes, yes, with cool calculation. Before that, we heard Mellow from the CQ original soundtrack, the song Take Me Higher. So we're going to burn some bridges here. finishing off the hour with a terrible act.
If you have sort of like a sense of taste, you may just want to park it for a little bit.
Or if you have any nostalgia whatsoever for the Beach Boys. I recently came across a song that Brian Wilson did in 1989. It's a rap song. It mercilessly samples the Beach Boys and is basically unholy.
It was pretty ingenious, though, to sample himself, because, you know, at least there'd be some
payoff that
way. No
one else is
going
to be able to do it. And I guess it was one of the early Dust Brothers did the production.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was, and, this was just came, I think it was after Paul's Boutique, so.
Yeah, it was, the same.
I think he was just trying to catch that wave.
Yeah.
And, wow, what a wave he cut.
This was one wave that was too big for old Brian Wilson. And that's going to finish us off here. You've been listening to Dunkin' Donuts with special guest co-host Gary. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Duncan.
Coming up, Marielle has We All Fall Down, Ink Studs with Robin, and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. Check us out on the podcast if you like what you heard.
If you want to scare other little people, you know, if you have some children nearby that need to be, you know, intimidated somewhat, then yeah, CITR.ca.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week. I think my friend Sean is going to help out next week. And we're going to have some specialty programs over the next week. So best albums of the year, best singles of the year, best concerts of the year, and then holiday music and things like that. So, it's going to be a good few weeks coming up.
Yeah, it'll be very festive.
Yeah, festive and reflective.
And progressive and, scary.
Right. Okay, so thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Sparker! Crime and...
intellect. Intelligence is an aphrodisiac. So if you're seeking that perfect mate, listen to Brian Goody's Goodbye.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of